Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to today's board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be an opportunity for questions. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press 10, and an operator will assist you offline. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Barbara Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Gloria. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome all to the September 17, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. And we have done so many times over the spring and summer months. We've canceled many meetings, but we sometimes do need to move ahead, and that's what we're doing today. I find that under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act, that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's August 21, 2020 disaster proclamation issued in response again to the coronavirus disease, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference, which means that members of the public may listen to the whole meeting and, if they want, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks given this morning will be documented and put into the record of the appropriate board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Member Palabo?
Here.
Member Stanton?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
And Chair Curry?
Here. So we have a quorum. We have four members, more than a quorum, and we will begin. I have two announcements today, one happy, one bittersweet. Today, as you heard in the roll call, we welcome a new board member, Jennifer Van Wee. Member Van Wee comes to the board with many years of experience in environmental law as an assistant attorney general in the Environmental Bureau of the Office of the Illinois Attorney General. She then spent several years in private practice, also in the area of environmental law. We welcome her into the fold, and we look forward to taking advantage of her expertise. Welcome, Member Van Wee. And our bittersweet announcement is bidding a very fond farewell to Member Carter. Her term expired at the end of June, and we are all sad to see her leave. She contributed in innumerable ways to the board's work, and I'd like especially to thank her for spearheading the organizing for the board's 50th anniversary events. She was the board representative on the Gold Report Drafting Committee. She did a terrific job. That was the report that celebrates our first 50 years. Working with Brenda was always a pleasure. So thank you, Member Carter. And I know that I speak for my fellow board members and the board staff that we'll miss you very much, and we wish you all the very best in everything that happens in the rest of your life. Now we are at the public remarks section. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Gloria is our operator, and Gloria, if you would please come on the line now and tell people how they can log in a request to make a comment.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 1 followed by 0 on your telephone keypad. Once again, please press 10 on your telephone keypad. One moment, please. Ms. Curry, there are no questions at this time.
Okay, thank you very much, Gloria. Now it's time to move to approval of the minutes. We have the August 27th, 2020 special board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Palavos makes a motion to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed say nay.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So the ayes have it. The minutes are approved, and now we can move to the rest of our agenda. Rulemaking's our first item, and the first rulemaking is R21-1, a proposed rule, and it's mine. So this is an identical in substance rulemaking under Section 7.2 and 10H of the Illinois Environmental Protection Act. The board today revises the Illinois ambient air quality standards based on three U.S. EPA actions during the first half of this year. The board updates one incorporation by reference, incorporates one new federal reference method, and one federal equivalent method into Illinois rules. The board takes note of a fourth U.S. EPA action, but that action does not prompt any action from this board. The board will submit the proposed amendments for publication in the Illinois Register and will receive public comments for at least 45 days. The board will also hold a public hearing on November 19, 2020, and the board expects to adopt final rules as early as December 15th of this year, but no later than February 3rd, 2021. I move adoption of the draft order. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, say nay. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, the ayes have it. The order is approved. The next rulemaking, R21-8, is Member Santos.
Thank you. During the first half of 2020, the U.S. EPA made one change to its wastewater pretreatment rules that requires board action in this identical in substance rulemaking. The board also proposes a limited number of updates and clarifications, including the repeal of one obsolete section. I move a draft order submitting this proposal for publication in the Illinois Register.
Seconded by Member Palavos. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. We have neither adjusted standards nor administrative citations today, so we'll move right into adjudicatory cases. And the first one is PCB 17-45, a proposed settlement. Member Palavos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On February 2, 2017, the people filed this five-count complaint against respondents' former Coles County radiator factory. On June 26, 2020, the parties filed a proposed settlement. The respondent does not affirmatively admit the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $3,000. The board published the required notice of the proposed settlement, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have four yeses, no nos, and the order is approved. Next on the agenda is PCB 20-74, an underground storage tank permit appeal. Member Santos.
Thank you. The board extended the deadline to appeal the Illinois EPA's UST determination, but the board has not received a petition for review. Therefore, I move a draft order dismissing the appeal and closing the docket.
Seconded by Member Palavos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say yes. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. The next item is PCB 20-98, and it is mine, and it involves two settlement proposals. On June 30th of this year, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a six-count complaint against Osabo Liquid Products Incorporated, Osabo Liquid Products LP, Clean Harbors Environmental Services Incorporated, and Waste Management of Illinois Incorporated for the improper disposal, transfer, and acceptance of hazardous waste at both Osabo's Grundy County facility and at Waste Management's Will County facility. This was in violation of the Act and of the Board's waste disposal regulations. In a separate stipulation, the people, Clean Harbors, and Waste Management now seek to settle without a hearing. The Osabo respondents were not parties to the stipulation. So under the proposed stipulation, Clean Harbors, and Waste Management do not affirmatively admit the alleged violations, but each agrees to pay a civil penalty of $14,750. The Board already published notice of the proposed stipulation in the Morris Herald News and the Joliet Herald News on August 18th of this year. We received no requests for hearing, so the first draft order today accepts the proposed settlement between the people, Clean Harbors, and Waste Management. Separately, and since this first settlement, there is now a settlement proposal with the Osabo respondents and the people, and they request to settle without a hearing. Under the proposed stipulation, the Osabo respondents do not affirmatively admit the alleged violations, but they do agree to pay a civil penalty of $13,000. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board must cause notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. Any person may file a written demand for hearing within 21 days after receiving this notice. If anyone timely files a written demand, the Board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This part of the order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palagos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Van Wee? Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-1, a proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On July 15th of 2020, the people filed this one-count complaint alleging air violations at the respondent's DuPage County facility. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which TFC Group neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $5,000. The Board published notice of the proposed settlement on August 21st of 2020, but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. Therefore, I move the draft order accepting the party's proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Palagos. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say yes. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palagos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. And once again, the ayes have it. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-7, a permit appeal. Member Santos.
Thank you. On August 13th of 2020, the Board accepted petitioner's appeal of specific conditions in the construction permit issued by the Illinois EPA for its scrap metal recycling facility. The order reserved ruling on a request to stay those contested conditions. The draft addresses the factors that the Board considers in deciding requests for a stay, and it concludes to grant a stay of the contested conditions. During the stay, the petitioner agrees that it is otherwise subject to and will comply with the terms of the permit issued by the Illinois EPA. The order stresses that it does not make any finding on the merits of the appeal, and it directs the hearing officer to proceed expeditiously, consistent with the current decision deadline of January 7th. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Palagos. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palagos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. So again, we have 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And I think we're on the order of Santos. The next item is PCB 21-14. And I understand, Member Santos, you would like to move this together with PCB 21-15. They are both tax certifications. And is
That's
there
correct.
Leave that they can be? Yes, okay, leave is granted. Member Santos.
Thank you. In both of these Midwest Generation cases, the Illinois EPA filed a recommendation that the board certify specified air pollution control systems of Midwest Gens as pollution control facilities. Based on the Illinois EPA's recommendation, Midwest Gen applications, and the board's own review, I move the 2 draft orders certifying the specified systems as pollution control facilities.
Seconded by Member Palavos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Still on the Santos agenda, the next item is PCB 21-17, also a tax certification. Member Santos.
Thank you. On September 3rd of 2020, the Illinois EPA filed a recommendation that the board certify specified livestock waste management facilities of Wind Productions as pollution control facilities. Based on the Illinois EPA's recommendation, Wind Productions application, and the board's own review, I move the draft order certifying the specified facilities as pollution control facilities.
Seconded by Member Palavos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say yes. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Our last item, still on the order of Santos, is PCB 21-18. It is a complaint. Member Santos.
Thank you. On September 9th of 2020, the people filed a 3-count complaint alleging water violations at Reed Murdoch's Chicago facility, and I move the draft order accepting the complaint for hearing.
Seconded by Member Palavos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it, and the order is approved. We have no other items. Let me just say, before we have a motion to adjourn, that again, we welcome the new member, Jennifer Van Wee, and we do bid a very fond, sad farewell to former member Brenda Carter. So now, at this point, then, Member Palavos moves that we adjourn, seconded by Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, unanimity, the ayes have it, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The motion is approved, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Barbara. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
You. Thank you,
bye.
Ladies.
Everyone,
bye.
Bye, Don.
Bye.
Bye.